We're back here on Chasing Checkers, presented by Hillside Medical on ESPN 102.5 The Game, Chase McCabe. And I told you that I was excited to talk to our next guest. He's been on several times, Hendersonville's very own Josh Berry, the driver at Junior Motorsports, is here with us. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing really, really good. Definitely had a big week, and thanks for having me on.
I can remember talking to you after the win at Martinsville, and we brought up Nashville and returning to the Super Speedway, and you said that at the time that was going to be it. That was scheduled to be your last race of the year in the 8 car at JRM. You've had some other races along the way in the 31. You are going to fill in again for Michael Annette this weekend, but there was that question of, okay, what's next? You got the win at Martinsville. Dale Jr. has been speaking out of, yeah, we're trying to make something happen. Now that the announcement has come, you're going to be full-time Xfinity Series racing in the 8 car for Junior Motorsports next year. Is that just a huge weight lifted off your shoulders?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's very very exciting, very rewarding. This has obviously been our ultimate goal. This is what we wanted to happen, especially after how well my time in the 8 car went this year. So it's really exciting, and I know how hard it is to get here, let alone work into a full-time opportunity like we've done. And I just been surrounded by a lot of great people, and we've had a great group at JRM that's helped make me look really good, and we've been able to find some partners that are gonna we've announced Tire Pros, and we're gonna mm-hmm. announce more here in the next few weeks. So it's really encouraging.
Yeah, and people may not realize that even though this was your not your first year in the Xfinity Series, but running the races that you did for JRM, you've been with Junior Motorsports for a long time, the short track program and the late model, and winning the national championship last year. And I remember talking to you about that. So how important was it to, as you looked at the future in a full-time deal, to be able to do it with Junior Motorsports and with Dale especially, that has been by your side through so much?
No, it was awesome. I mean, like I said, I've had a long relationship with them, and obviously been at Junior Motorsports for a long time, through the late model program, like you said. So, obviously I think this is what we all wanted. I was fortunate, I've been fortunate to, gather some additional opportunities outside of my stuff at JRM, with Rackley Ward, which they're based in the Nashville area, and Jordan's 31 car and a couple other deals. So, there was definitely, a possibility that, I might end up doing something different, but, we were able to put the pieces together to bring me back in the 8 next year. So, it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to what the rest of this year holds and preparing for next year.
Yeah, you mentioned the Rackley deal and the truck. What's it been like running in the truck series some?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think that you being in your area, so you see Rackley Roofing's involvement in the Nashville area, and Willie Allen is a partner and co-owner on that deal. So it's been great. It's been a great experience racing for them. I really, really enjoyed it, and they're really trying to build a good program for the truck series. And we've had some good finishes. We've been knocking on the door of some top tens, and I'm really looking forward to running for them some more this fall and see what we can do, because I think if we can continue to improve and get better each week, I think we're going to move into maybe competing for some top fives, and you never know, maybe some wins. So that's been a great experience working with them, and the truck series is a lot of fun. It's a little wild at times, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, and that was kind of leading me into the next question. You know what next year is going to be like with the Xfinity Series with the 8. What does the rest of this year look like? More races with Rackley, and then obviously filling in for Annette in the 1 car, but do you have any other things that down the pike that you can talk about?
Well, really, that's mainly kind of where we're at now. I mean, I really want to finish out the truck series season with Rackley if we can make that all work. And, I still, you know, obviously I'm filling in for Michael this weekend, and you know, he's nursing a, you know, he's dealing with a leg injury, and it's hard to say what's going to happen with that. And, you know, obviously we all want him to get better. So, you know, he's working really hard to try to get back there. And, yeah, I still have the, you know, I'm still part of the late model program. We've won a couple weeks ago, we won two big late model stock races in a row, one at Langley Speedway and one at Hickory. And, so, you know, there's still lots of racing there that I can do with that. And it's just kind of taking it week to week, I guess. You know, it just seems like, man, it's been such a whirlwind of a season for me. It seems like whenever I think I kind of have a plan, you know, something else pops up or something happens. It's just been just crazy, really. So, like I said, we'll be racing a lot. I know that. Still lining up when and where.
Josh Berry is with us from Junior Motorsports as they announce he'll run full time next year in 2022. So, tell you a quick story. I had the opportunity when NASCAR made its return to the Nashville Super Speedway. I was asked to be the track announcer, one of them, alongside Joe Williams, who has worked at the fairgrounds for many, many years. And so we had the opportunity to do that, and I got tasked with driver intros. And so I'm thinking, okay, I got to make sure Josh's is good. It's the hometown Hendersonville guy. And when I did that for the Xfinity series, I was both blown away but also very excited for you, because that pop that you got from the crowd when you were introduced, and it wasn't, you know, and it was, you guys were up against your cars and it was a little bit different, but what did that mean to you when you heard your name announced and the fans there, they were all about Josh Berry and being the Tennessee boy?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. The, you know, there was, it was such a fun weekend. It was really special to go back there and race. And man, just the whole thing, like I said, it was just a great event. And there's, you know, there was a great crowd. The track race, exceptional, I thought. Like the prep work that they did into the track, I thought made it race really, really well. And it was really exciting. I mean, it was fun. I had my family there. I got to see some of my family, obviously. And I don't know, some people might remember it, but my 1-year-old was running through the grass during driver intros for the Xfinity series.
Oh, nice.
She was running in the grass next to the car, and it was so fun. And, you know, really, and to top all that off, I mean, we had a great car in the Xfinity race. In the truck race Friday night, we had a little bit of trouble on pit road and kind of lost some track position, but and the Xfinity car was so fast on Saturday. And, you know, really to go there and, you know, we didn't qualify real well, but came through the field really quick and, you know, found ourselves in the top three there and, you know, kind of got the bad end of a caution flag. And,
yep.
But still, it was a great experience. I enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be back there, but when we do, I can't wait to go back there and race again.
You know, I asked you, you know, what's next for you, and we know your plans next year, but when you look at Nashville, you know, it was such a success at the Super Speedway. We know they're going to be back. We just had the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix on the streets of Nashville. I don't know how much you really got to watch that, but it was an awesome event being out there. And then the fairgrounds, as everything continues to move with the fairgrounds and potentially being fixed up and NASCAR racing, big time NASCAR racing going back there. I mean, I know that has to have a special place for you, just like it does for Dale, of having a historic track potentially returning to NASCAR.
Yeah, no, that would be, you know, it's obviously a huge goal of a lot of people. You know, I think it definitely seems to be that you know, everything racing related to the Nashville area seems to be a success lately. And like I said, they had a great weekend at the Super Speedway, and the, you know, the IndyCar race seemed like a pretty good success. I think the layout might need some tweaking for it, but, you know, obviously the fairgrounds is sitting there, and you know, everybody wants to see some racing back there. And, you know, they had a very successful SRX race, it looked like, there. So it's definitely a possibility for the future, I believe.
Yeah, I was at the SRX race, and that was awesome with having a sold-out crowd there. But, yeah, hopefully good things to come, for you as well. Appreciate you taking the time today, and best of luck this weekend at Michigan as you jump in the one car for Michael Annette. You know, go out and win the thing for him. That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to try, and like I said, once again, thanks for having me on. I always enjoy talking to you guys. And like I said, take care. See you, buddy.